Bernie Sanders bounces back in New Hampshire, trounces Biden and Warren. By Hannah Blow on October 29, 2019. Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT, appears to be bouncing back both nationally and in key early primary states, retaking the lead in New Hampshire, a Survey Center/CNN poll indicates. Sanders, who faced an end-of-summer slump that intensified following the news of his heart attack, is regaining the ground he lost in recent weeks. The news follows a flurry of high-profile endorsements from key members of the squad, Reps. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, Ilhan Omar, DMN, and Rashida Tlaib, DME, and notable Hollywood figures, like notorious anti-Trump filmmaker Michael Moore. New Hampshire, the first primary state to vote, is one of the most desirable states for the presidential hopefuls, and a survey conducted by the University of New Hampshire indicates that Sanders is back on top. The University of New Hampshire Survey Center conducted the survey on October 21-27, 2019 among 1,266 adults, including 574 likely 2020 Democratic primary voters and 461 likely 2020 Republican primary voters. According to the survey, Sanders leads the pack with 21% support, followed by Senator Elizabeth Warren, DMA, who falls 3 points behind with 18% support. Joe Biden, D, comes in third with 15% support, followed by Mayor Pete Buttigieg, D, with 10% support. Andrew Yang, D, Senator Amy Klobuchar, DMN, and Representative Tulsi Gabbard, D high, followed with 5% support each. The remaining candidates garnered 3% support or less. The margin of error is +4.1%. The results coincide with the Morning Consult poll results released this week, which show Sanders tying with Warren nationally and edging her out in early primary states. The Survey Center/CNN poll illustrates a rapidly changing landscape for the top tier of the race. A YouGov/CBS News poll released prior to the fourth Democrat debate showed Sanders falling significantly behind in the Granite State, with 17% to Warren's 32% and Biden's 24%. Sanders has made a noticeable effort to combat concerns over his age and health in recent days. "I've been criticized for being old. I plead guilty. I am old," Sanders said during a campaign stop in Iowa last week, adding, "but there are advantages to being old." Sanders argued that his age proves that the ideas that I am fighting for now didn't come to me yesterday. "I've been on more picket lines, I expect, than all my opponents combined over the last 30 years," Sanders said. Moore, who spoke at a Sanders rally in Queens this month, also defended Sanders' age and health. "It's actually a gift that we have a 78-year-old American running for president of the United States," Moore said, arguing that the Electoral College, not Sanders, is too old. The Fahrenheit 11/9 director also dismissed concerns surrounding Sanders' health. "How about we talk about the health of this planet that's dying? That's the health I care about," Moore added.